is an organization that was founded in 1979 by consumers and farmers who wanted to source ecologically produced food. And at that time, you know, the whole local food movement didn't exist, so these were pioneers in that thought. OFA, over the years, has offered various educational activities such as farm tour series, workshops throughout the year.
OFA now has an online guide on its website called The Good Earth Guide, and this is for consumers. And what does it do? What kinds of things can you find on there?
Well, it's a listing of farm and farm-related businesses that if somebody wanted to source eggs or chickens or any kind of produce, they can do a search in various ways, either by county or by product. You can look for CSAs. You can look for certified organic farms and products. So it's got multiple search functions, and it helps connect people to locally grown resources.
Remind us again what CSAs are.
That stands for Community Supported Agriculture, and what that is basically subscription farming. So in the spring, you pay a farmer an upfront fee or an agreement to how much you're going to pay for the season, and then you usually get a weekly allotment for whatever range that particular farm offers. It might be just through the summer. Some may go longer into the fall and early winter if they have season extension on their farm.
So, for example, if I wanted to look up a place that has a farm that has organic spinach or potatoes or tomatoes, I just go to the website and I tell the website what I want and what county I live in and so forth?
Yes, you're going to select, for instance, if you do a search by county, then you'll see all the profiles that are in there of that county. So that might include other kinds of farms and businesses that you're not necessarily looking to connect with. So that's why we have a different search field for products, so if you're looking for something specific. And that each farm profile and business profile that is certified organic is marked as such.
And I didn't mention, I guess restaurants could do this too, that if they want to get certain kinds of produce directly from the farm, they can go on to the website and find that also.
That certainly does happen. In fact, I had a restaurateur who's moving into the Columbus area from New York State wanting to source local foods, and he was wondering how to get in touch with farmers. So this was a resource I could direct him to.
Renee Hunt is Education Program Director for EFFA, the Ohio Ecological Food and Farm Association. She says EFFA's online Good Earth Guide database has more than 400 listings for organic and ecological farms, gardens, and related businesses. Each listing includes contact information, products sold, and in some cases, maps. The guide is located at oeffa.org. I'm Steve Hirschberg.